Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 3, 1806. Those pheasants are grouse. Lewis figures that the party is going to move out by April 1, an event for which he can hardly wait. In the meantime, he writes this journal entry.
Two of the pirogues have been lately injured very much in consequence of the tide leaving them partially on shore. They split, by this means, with their own weight. We had them drawn out on shore. Our convalescents are slowly on the recovery. Lepage is taken sick. Gave him a dose of Scott's pills, which did not operate. No movements of the party today worthy of notice. Everything moves on in the old way, and we are counting the days which separate us from the 1st of April and which bind us to Fort Clatsop.
To make the time pass, Lewis continues to describe the birds in the area.
The large black and white pheasant is peculiar to that portion of the Rocky Mountains watered by the Columbia River. At least we did not see them in these mountains until we reached the waters of that river, nor since we have left those mountains. They are about the size of a well-grown hen. The small speckled pheasant found in the same country, with that above described, differs from it only in point of size and somewhat in color. It is scarcely half the size of the other, associates in much larger flocks, and is very gentle. In other particulars, they differ not at all from the large black and white pheasant. This, by way of distinction, I have called the speckled pheasant. The small brown pheasant is an inhabitant of the same country, and is the size and shape of the speckled pheasant, which it resembles in its economy and habits. The stripe above the eyes in this species is scarcely perceptible, and is, when closely examined, of a yellow or orange color instead of the vermilion of the others. We also met with the large hooting owl under the Rocky Mountains on the Kooskooskee River. It did not appear to differ materially from those of our country. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 3, 1806.
There are a lot of questions in regard to identifying these birds. The terms blue grouse, spruce grouse, and ruffed grouse are neither accurate nor consistent. It is a fact, however, that they are not pheasants, but rather grouse. The hooting owl is either the Montana horned owl, Bubo virginianus occidentalis, or the dusky horned owl variation, Saturatus. As a matter of interest, the pheasant familiar today is the Chinese or ringneck pheasant, a species introduced to the region after the Lewis and Clark expedition. Monday, the elk gone.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.